On September 11th, 2001, Michael Hinkson and his guide dog, Rizal, were on the 78th floor of the North Tower of the World Trade Center. He ran the Quantum Mid-Atlantic office, managing sales and operations. His windowed office space overlooked the southwest corners of New York City. Rizal, a Labrador retriever, was his trusted companion, there to guide him each day. At the time, the pair had been a team for less than 2 years. Michael was born premature in 1950. He was blind, and his condition was irreversible. So, every day, while Michael worked, Rizal was perched comfortably underneath his desk, usually napping, but always ready for his direction. But that fateful morning, right at 8:46 a.m., a loud boom shook the building.
When the aircraft hit the building literally tipped. We were on the 78th floor, so they're very flexible, so literally it tipped like a spring would.
A Boeing 767 American Airlines Flight 11 had struck the North Tower, cutting through floors 93 through 99 at a speed of 500 miles per hour. It was an instant inferno.
My colleague in the office, David Frank, started shouting, "Oh my God, there's fire and smoke above us. We got to get out of here right now." And I kept saying, "David, slow down," because next to me was my guide dog, Rizal.
Rizal woke up, looked around. It was clear to Michael that she did not sense any immediate danger.
What I observed was her reactions. She was sitting, wagging her tail and yawning and going, "Who woke me up?" That told me that we could try to evacuate in an orderly way, and panicking wasn't going to help.
So Michael and his colleague walked their guests to the staircase, came back and swept the office for any stragglers, began making their way down the grueling 1,463 steps to safety.
Most everyone who made it out was because they were below where the plane hit. And so, yeah, our people had a good start because they were out of the office and starting down the stairs by probably about,